You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 122. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about why task switching might be what's keeping you from making faster progress on your book. I won't say this is 100% accurate for all writers, because there are neurodivergent writers whose brains literally work differently, such that task switching doesn't really feel optional. However, this is not the time or the place to dive into those differences. Just know that they exist, and this episode might not be for you if you have a brain like that. When I say task switching, what you should understand from that is multitasking. The brain actually cannot completely focus on multiple things at once. That's an illusion covered up by the lightning-fast switching of attention in the brain. Multitasking, or task switching, has a real, measurable cognitive cost, sometimes up to 23 minutes of lost focus time per distraction, depending on the source that you read. What that means is for every time you are distracted during a focus or a writing block, it takes your brain up to a full 23 minutes to achieve the same level of focus that you had before the distraction or the task switch. This is why I urge writers to decide what you're going to do during a writing block before you actually sit down to write. Because all too often we can settle in for an hour-long session only to lose 45 minutes of it to a Google rabbit hole of research. It does take practice and discipline to be able to ignore the pull to go research something that you don't know while you're writing, but I promise that if you have a brain that does better with long focus periods, again, not everyone's brain is like this, then making notes for yourself to research later is far more helpful for your word count and overall book progress than researching it in the moment. But wait, you say, I actually can multitask. So I'm not talking about folding the laundry while listening to a podcast. That's a different type of multitasking than focus work, which is what writing is, and that's what this is all about, is focus work. Folding laundry is a physical action, while listening to a podcast is a passive action. It's consumption, not creation. You technically can pair those because they use different parts of the brain. But if you really think about it, have you ever been doing this type of paired multitasking where you do something physical with something consumptive like listening to a podcast or an audiobook, only to stop doing the physical thing in order to pay attention better to the auditory thing? It's like turning down the car radio in order to read the signs better, which is the vice versa of that thing. Our brains are fantastically complex, organic machines capable of immense input and very quick reactions from subconscious processing that happens way faster than we can comprehend. But sometimes, too much input when you're doing a lot of things at once actually reduces how well you do everything. So I'm going to go back to writing now. When you want to create something truly great, even if it starts as a thousand garbage words, you will get those words written faster when you actually commit your focus to writing and nothing else. Similarly, you will get your research and outline and brainstorming done faster when you commit your focus to those things. That's not to say you can't figure out a writing routine or a process that incorporates all of those things, but the point is to do them one at a time. When you're brainstorming, don't expect to be churning out a word count. When you're gunning for a word count goal, don't expect to spend time on the interwebs doing your research. And when you're outlining, you probably are not going to be making progress on the actual draft quite yet. A great resource for what's called deep work, and that's what all of this is Cal Newport's book of that title, Deep Work. And you can find a link to this in the description. Deep work is what happens when we get so focused on a task that time seems to flow by. It's hard to get distracted, and you even forget to do things like eat or go to the bathroom. I've gotten into these flow states before with writing, with working on finances, website development, researching issues at work, etc. And what's insane about flow states and deep work is how much better the work produced during that single block is than work produced during many short periods of interrupted focus. So while short 7-minute writing sprints are great for getting little spurts of words and could be fantastic for more neurodivergent brains, some writers really do need the long, uninterrupted swath of time during which they can immerse themselves into the flow of writing and unlocking creativity that doesn't want to come out and play when there are so many distracting things pulling at your attention. This week, my challenge for you is to experiment with single tasking, aka the opposite of multitasking or task switching. Give your brain the opportunity to noodle on a single thing for a while and see what happens. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.